strong language and nudity. It's intended only for mature audiences. Listener discretion advised.
Second date on Play Mornings with Melissa and Jack. 103.7 Play.
If your date doesn't call you back after a first date, Melissa and I will call them up, put them on air, and try to find out what happened.
Zach, how's it going this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Now, Zach, you went on a date with Courtney. Tell us how it went.
I thought we had like a really good first date. We went out with some friends, both guys and girls. We hit the Robinson Street bars. It seemed like everything was great, you know? We were doing shots. We were having a great time. Felt like things were going really good, really good. And then, you know, I'm trying to, like, get back in touch with her. I keep sending her texts, and there's just absolutely no response.
That's why we're going to give her a call. You can listen in while we try to find out the truth.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Courtney there, please?
Yes, this is Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, my name is Melissa. How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
So listen, I'm calling because you actually know my friend Zach. You guys went on a date recently, and he seems kind of bummed out lately because he was trying to get a hold of you to ask you out again, and you're not calling him back. So I was wondering what happened.
It's better if I just talk to him.
But you're not talking to him. I mean, you've been completely avoiding him. Is there anything I can tell him for you? I mean, he asked me to call you.
He asked you to do this?
He did.
Well, I guess if he's asking for it, actually, my friends and I now refer to him as Dude Bro Man.
Dude Bro Man?
Yeah, he kept calling people dude or bro or man, and the whole night, I didn't even know people's names.
What people are you talking about? I thought this was a first date.
And that was another thing. I thought we were going out on a date where we sit down and have dinner and get to know each other, but no, I quickly learned that we were going to go meet some of his guy friends and hang out at a bar where they did chug-offs and things like that. I mean, it was straight out of a fraternity house. That's not a date.
So he asks you on a date. You guys go out and the whole date is him meeting up with his buddies?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they were all backwards hat, tacky shorts, polo shirt, I mean, cropped collar, idiot.
Courtney, what do you think about actually letting Zach know why you didn't want to call him back?
I mean,
you know what? You don't even have to call him up. He's actually been listening in this whole time. You're on second date on 103.7 Play. And I'm going to let him talk to you. Hang on just a second. Zach, are you there?
Yeah.
What do you think, dude? Bro?
Man.
Oh, come on. That is like a total exaggeration. There were a few of my friends at the bar, but they brought their girlfriends too.
Girlfriends of like 3 years after they've gotten used to all of that and they've chosen that life. And I would bet that on a first date, they might have been taken somewhere to get to know the other person.
Do you see where Courtney's coming from? You were supposed to take her on a date. You guys ended up hanging out with your frat brothers and chugging beers all night. It's not exactly romantic.
But it's exactly fun. And I think we're missing the point of that. Like me and little Eddie.
Would you say little
Eddie?
Did you just call one of your friends little Eddie?
You don't order a round of Jaeger shots on a date. You just don't.
Yo, Chase, you trying to hit the kegger at the Signal New House later? Gonna get some Jaeger, some CL smoothies.
I think it sounds like a fun time, but Courtney, I agree with you. Not for the first date. You don't hang out with Frank the Tank the first date.
Yeah.
Brought out the Zaxter on the first date.
I thought it was a great first date.
Well, clearly.
You guys obviously.
It was a great first date.
You sound like you had a really good time. So,
I had an amazing time.
Well, this is 103.7 Play's second date, so we do have to offer you a real date with food and no Jaeger bombs. Would you guys like to go on something like this?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
No.
Oh, come on. Give him a chance. Sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, Courtney, I mean, you guys seem like you had a good time, but you just missed the actual date part of the hanging out.
Come on. Give him a chance.
If you would like to actually go on a date, I would like to try.
And maybe this time you guys go out to dinner and then you can meet up with his friends after.
I do have fun with that, and I can probably drink those boys under the table.
What?
It wasn't a good date.
Well, we've solved that for you. We're sending you out to dinner on a real date.
Thanks, guys.
I think.
You dudes are awesome.
Yep, taking a girl out, getting her drunk with all of your jackass friends on a first date.
Sounds like something out of the Jack Lauterbach playbook.
Chapter 5, How to Get the Girl Every Time.
Mornings with Melissa and Jack. Second date on 103.7 Play.